The Bible says in John 10:10, it says, "A thief cometh not but to steal and to kill and to destroy. Jesus said, I am come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly." It is vitally important that we as believers make a choice. It is vital as non-believers to also make a choice. As believers, we made the choice to make Jesus our Lord of our lives, but oftentimes we kind of stop there and we don't go any further. It is vitally important that not only the day of your salvation that you made that choice, but every day past that, you continue to make that choice. Not that you're trying to get born again all over again. No, no, no. It is your responsibility as a kingdom kid, as a believer, as someone who has been grafted into the family of the Most High God, to now operate according to your new nature. Because the spiritual condition of the sinner man is a sin nature that's going to lead him to hell. But the spiritual condition of a righteous man is one with Jesus Christ, oneness with God Most High. And because of that new nature that you have a new way of operating, a new way of thinking, a new way of doing things. And your new way of doing things, it requires you to, on a daily basis, on a weekly basis, on a monthly, on a continuous basis, today, I choose Jesus. When you wake up in the morning, are you going to sit back and watch the news, or are you going to choose Jesus? Are you going to wake up and turn on your phone and scroll social media, or are you going to choose Jesus? I'm not saying you can't do any of those things, but where is your priority? Where is your affection? Where is your passion? Where is your desire? Do you have a desire for that information that is going to do you very little to no good? Or is your desire for someone who loved you, who cares for you, who wants the best for you, who gave his everything for you? So it is vitally important that we as believers choose Jesus. For the non-believer, I implore you to hear the word of the Most High God. In the beginning, God made the heavens and the earth. He crafted it all and he put it in place. He set man in the earth and gave him dominion and authority so that he could rule and dominate on this earth. But the first man, Adam, he made a mistake. He slipped and fell, and he caused the destruction or the downfall of all mankind. And I've seen videos and things where people try to condemn God for sending people to hell, or why would you send somebody to hell for something that's not our fault? The fact of the matter, it doesn't matter how it happened. The fact of the matter is that it did happen, and you are in the situation. But what God did was he gave you a way out. And that is your responsibility. That is something you can do about it. You have the right to make the choice to get out of the situation that you didn't bring yourself into. God didn't put you that situation, put you in that situation, but he gave you a way out. So as a non-believer, it is imperative that you hear the word of God, that man fell. He became a sinner. He became separated from God. He was no longer in fellowship and connection with the Most High God. He experienced spiritual death. But God didn't leave him like that. Jesus came on this earth, born of a Virgin Mary. He came and lived a pure life, a life according to the will of his Father. He says, I always do what my Father tells me to do. I always say what he tells me to say. And he lived that life and he gave the ultimate sacrifice, even though it was a burden on him. But because of his love for you, because of his affection and his reverence for the Father and the love that the Father has for you and the love that the Holy Spirit has for you, that he gave his all. He gave the ultimate sacrifice and he went to hell for you. So you don't have to go. I'm here to tell you, you don't have to go. It is imperative. It is paramount. It is of the utmost importance that you choose Jesus.